With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero. The drought in California is predicted to severely affect communities all over the valley, and many are wondering what they can do to help. In order to provide aid to those in need of emergency assistance, the Fresno Regional Foundation has launched the Central Valley Drought Relief Fund. The local philanthropic organization hopes to distribute the funds raised to local organizations.
A lot of people realize that we have an imminent crisis here in the Central Valley that could go on for quite some time, and a lot of people are going to need a lot of help.
That's Dan DeSantis, CEO of the Fresno Regional Foundation. The fund launched with a major anonymous gift. Local developer Granville Homes has already pledged an additional $500,000. DeSantis says a group of Valley-based organizations, including food banks, the Salvation Army, the Fresno Economic Opportunities Commission, and others, have come together as part of the effort.
And what we're hoping to do as a community foundation is reach out to everybody in the community, all levels. Every man, woman, and child who has an extra dollar to send, we'd love to help them invest that in the community.
A 5-person advisory committee, including a judge, an accountant, a banker, a community representative, and a farmer, will decide how to disperse the funds. Grants will be focused on food, housing, utilities, employment, and other essential human services.
I've been with the foundation over 9 years, and I've seen the freeze, and I've seen other different kinds of things. And I see the community try and respond. You know, they do the best they can, but there's never really been a focal point. But ideally, we'd love to create a permanent community crisis fund.
The foundation is
ready to write checks at any time with the funds we do have now, but we expect a lot more coming in very soon.
Tax-deductible contributions can be sent to Fresno Regional Foundation with the memo line Drought Relief Fund. This is Valley Public Radio News.